My name's Dennis Heinrichsen, and I'm happily, humbly been selected as the Poet Laureate for Lansing, which is really the Poet Laureate for a three-county area, the Tri-County area.
The Lansing Poet Laureate is a project helmed by three groups: the Lansing Poetry Club, the Center for Poetry at MSU's Residential College of Arts and Humanities, ARCA, and LEAP, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, who will fund this two-year position at $2,000 a year, which doesn't sound like much, but as Heinrichsen, also a professor at Lansing Community College, says,
poetry is the most affordable and accessible. All I need is a ream of paper and a box of number two pencils and a shark's jaw and a gang of second graders, and I can unlock new worlds.
A shark's jaw.
Yeah, you take something tactile in for them to touch and look at. It's a visual. They have something to write about. They can make figurative language out of that, and the figurative language is that first leap into poetic vision. That opens up a world, and then they have permission to say wonderful, crazy, inventive, imagistic kinds of things.
To Heinrichsen, he calls the creation of a new work courting a poem.
Oh, yeah, I think that came from one of my teachers, John Woods. I think it had to do with the idea that if you're stalled, the idea of courting a poem would be to actually go out, walk around, and with the idea in your head and see if that walking around is an inducement to the imagination.
I asked Dennis Heinrichsen, new Lansing Poet Laureate, to read a poem.
I actually brought a new poem.
A new one inspired by his uncle. Later in life, Dennis Heinrichsen's uncle wrote kind of a rambling letter.
His death letter.
In which he apologizes to Heinrichsen's mother on how his life went.
And then he drops into this really beautiful memory of working on the farm, my father's parents' farm, when he was 16. And he remembered a horse there. The horse's name is Thunder Annie, and that becomes the title of the poem. So here's the poem, Thunder Annie. A horse in the shape of a haiku, chromed in memory. That was Thunder Annie. A favorite uncle's deathbed solace after a ruined life of drinking. His death letter blues. I'm sick, but I don't want to bother others about my troubles anymore. I'm tired, oh so tired. I hurt all over and can't breathe or walk more than a block without my cane. What he remembers is the summer he worked at my grandfather's farm. Nick, Christina, Hans, and Marguerite. She was a great softball pitcher, but he never forgot Butch Camp's horse, Thunder Annie. Times when he couldn't sleep, he'd go back to the days when he groomed her, the curry comb, brush, and big comb for her tail and mane. She loved it, and so did he. And then the unkind wash of years, the tsunami, really, how it pushed him into hills, stranded him in trees, left him drunk at the Mexican border. But he is undead in my memory, always at our front door or against a bumper, in faded jeans and T-shirt, pack of smokes wrapped in a sleeve, tan suede jacket over a shoulder. Thunder Annie, already deep code before whatever next threshold he would trouble with blood and time.
New Lansing Poet Laureate Dennis Heinrichsen reading Thunder Annie, which you can read and hear again online at WKAR.org. Heinrichsen officially begins his two-year term as Lansing Poet Laureate on May 1st. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.